Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I'm telling you, I say it every time that we play that song. I'm like, that Ed Sheeran, he can write a love song, can't he?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Friday morning, look at that, 6:04 on the 14th day of November, 2025. Oof. 20 days until Toy Drive. Strangely 20. Enough, 20... 32 days and it's all done.
Oh my.
32 days and we're done. A lot of work to do between now and then.
Yeah.
Hoping, fingers crossed. Love to see 8,000 bikes. Would love to see $800,000.
Mm-hmm.
There's some new players in the game, and then you never know who may drop off. It happens every year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like your life. Think about people that you hang out with. I got a text last night from somebody that I was like, okay, obviously I know this person. Look at these conversations we've had. I'm like, it took me a solid 2.5 hours to figure out who the hell.
Stop. Not a full conversation for 2 hours.
They made a comment and I wrote them back.
Uh-huh.
Just, you know, being, because obviously I went, I know this person. But who are they? And I don't, and just the, like their last name didn't click for me right away.
Sure.
And so then I'm going back
really
through
funny.
The text conversations and there's nothing there to give me, the clue, right? It's just like regular, it's kind of like business stuff, but it was personal stuff and it was hockey stuff and all that. And then finally, like an hour later, I went, oh, I know who that is.
Oh my God.
So dumb.
That's so funny because I would say, like, can you be like, hey, I've lost all my contacts, and usually that works. But if you guys have already had like prior business conversations,
that's not gonna fly.
It
just wasn't gonna fly.
Yeah.
But it's that way with Toy Drive. People come in and out of your life, and people that you love, and people that they love you, and then just sometimes they're there and sometimes they're not. And I hope this is one of those years where we're there.
Yeah.
You know, we could And not for nothing, we've talked about this. It's I try not to, and I don't make it about me. And I think that's the cool part of Toy Drive, is it's always been about the mission. But this year, I'm not gonna lie, it's got a little hot sauce on it for me. It's our 27th year. It's my 25th. Which I love nice round numbers.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's my 25th year, and at the end of it, it will be 300 days. Day number one this year will be day number 288. Or no, we've got 288 in the books. This will be 289. And then at the end of it, it'll be 300 days on a scaffold, 10 months of my life.
God, that's
and,
a long
you know,
time.
So it's just got a little hot sauce on it. 300 days of doing
that's
anything.
That's a long time. 25 years is a long time.
Isn't that weird? It's weird. I can't believe... I have a hard time believing I'm 25 years old. You know what I mean? So
yeah, dude.
To know it's odd, but it all starts December 4th through the 15th at NV Energy. Same deal. And so you know what to do. One more toy, one more bike, one more dollar in cash and gift cards. There's people that are like, yeah, should we partner up? Here's the partnership. We do the scaffold and we're in the spot and we've got the big parking lot that we want to fill up with stuff. Your end of the partnership is you come out, you donate, And we try to show you a little love for doing so. We take care of those who take care of
us. Yeah, no, you do. And you, I really got to see that last year for the first time being on the other side. You really do. You're so good to everybody that stops by. It's funny because I did get a couple DMs and they were like, so how do I do this? And I'm like,
show up.
You just come, babe. You just, yeah. And they were so sweet about it. They're like, how do I, what do I do? Yeah. And I was like, you just come on by.
And then it's kind of, used to bother me a little bit because the subtext to that is, how can I get on the radio? You know what I mean? How can I get credit for what I'm doing? And it used to, but that part of it used to bother me. If that's your full motivation, how many times are you going to say my name? Zero. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless you're a sponsor, you know, if you're a sponsor, because it takes folks to make it go. But listen, well, we know what we're there for, mm-hmm. you know, and you know what you're there for, and we'll make it work. Don't worry about it. But if your motivation is how many times you're going to say my name, well, you probably should just, you know,
barking up the wrong tree.
Maybe, but again, we take care of those who take care of us. So, but that's the fun part of it. In all truth, and you know, you fell into it. You picked up on it right away last year, and it was so great because we'll never, you only get one shot at having your first.
Yeah.
And so last year was your first toy drive, and what was the word that we just kept using?
Amazing.
That
you kept
amazing. Amazing. It's just amazing. But it's true.
It really is amazing. And it's like incredible just to see it all from beginning to end, watch that parking lot fill up with bikes from nothing to so many. Oh, I'm so excited. We're ready.
And day one, everything's so clean and shiny, mostly me. Clean and well shaved, and you know, and all that kind of stuff, and it's all new, and it's like, my God! The one thing I'll tell you, every year, it's as exciting for me as it is for anybody else to see how it all is going to turn out, and the drama is real. The drama is real.
Oh, yeah.
As far as okay, here's where we're at, here's where we need to be, and it's not ego. The numbers aren't ego. The numbers are necessity.
I was just going to say that. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say that for you. It's not even like as the pressure hits. I bet you do feel so much pressure to be like, we have to get all of these bikes for these kids. We have to do this. Like, it's important.
I'm like, yeah. There's 100, you know, every year. Truce, again, pull back the curtain. Every year we sit down. Falala Riley, who's the executive director of Help Southern Nevada. And Abby Quinn, who's like the, I don't know, vice president of community relations. I never know what Abby's title is, even though I've known Abby for, God, 20 years now, it seems like. But, you know, but it's me, Falala, and Abby. And we sit down, and every year we go, you know, we're going to have to cap this at 75 charities. That fills up immediately, right when we start taking applications for charities. That fills up right away. And then it always spills over and it always ends up being 100 or so charities. So you've got all these people that are expecting us to do what we do so they can do what they do. Yeah. And yeah. And I'm a big believer in pressure is a privilege. You know what I mean? I'm more like, we got to get it done. And it used to be, oh my God, 12 days. It's 12 days. Now it's, we only have 12 days. That's it. We got to go.
Yeah.
So it all starts in 20 days. Hey, we got a Friday to get to first. Everybody be careful. Be safe. It's slick out there. It's wet. It's crazy. Michaela almost died 3 times coming to work today.
Yeah, and that was at a red light.
You know, speaking of, you know, full disclosure, Adrian just got in because it's been nuts in his world and everything. Glad to have you here, buddy.
Thank you. Yes, it is slick out there. Drive safe, like Chet's saying.
Yeah, and just, you know what? We'll get through it together. It's all good. You know, if you like the rain, well, you're going to love tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And away we go. It's Friday. It's Ted Buchanan Show. First pick coming up in just a minute. Our buddy, Ron, his dad's coming to town for a concert, football game. I don't know what they're doing. They're doing something at Allegiant. And Ron's dad said, well, we're going to go and we're going to drink, right? So we should all get a hotel room together. And Ron is totally against it. Full story with the first pick coming up in just a minute.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
First of all, immediately when I saw this, I said, Michaela's got no problem with this at all. Michaela's all in on this. In fact, Michaela would prefer this plan. me, not so much. So our buddy Ron, you know, everybody, Captain Ron, So his dad's coming into town for, I don't know, concert, football game. Who knows what they're doing? He's Captain Ron's dad's coming to town. Papa Ron coming to town, recommended they all get a hotel room together because, you know, well, we're going to be drinking, whatnot, which is good policy. And in a lot of other places makes a lot of sense. Vegas, I don't know. So, because Ron goes, absolutely not. I'm not doing that. He said he'd rather Uber home, because what is it? You know, 20 minutes, sure. Whatever. Mm-hmm. He's going to Uber home, then sleep in the same room with his parents. Gross.
Oh, my God.
knowing what you know after your Michaela's big adventure to Philadelphia, would you still share a room with your dad?
Yeah.
Okay. Patrick was the one who's also part of our friend group, Patrick and Sky Canyon, asked his dad about it, and he said that he would never mind sharing a room as a dad. That's, yes, I would love to share a room with you. You know, I changed your diapers. Sure. I this is nothing new to me. As a kid, me, I can't, if my parents are still around, I can't think of anything worse.
That's than so sharing funny. A hotel.
I didn't mind staying at my dad's house when they were still alive, but I can't imagine sharing an actual hotel room with old people. No, thank you.
I will say, for the record, it was a cost-effective move.
Sure.
On my end.
Sure.
Like, I would have loved to maybe have lived in the lap of luxury, but we were balling on a budget, and I was like, get in that queen bed and don't talk to me until the morning, Rocky G. Good night.
Yeah. If go change rich. Your clothes in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Or let me go, or while I'm in the bathroom, going to go to the lobby or whatever. Yeah, I don't need to see your. Oh God, don't snore, don't fart.
Yeah, don't do any of that.
Patrick asked his 22-year-old neighbor what she thought. She's all about it. She recently they had just done this. She shared a room with her parents and her boyfriend.
Oh wow!
Wow, wow. I told everybody that we'd ask you guys. So, what do you think? There you go. 702-364-9898. Given the choice, okay, I get the financial aspect of it. Let's say money is no object.
Okay.
Are you sharing the room or does everybody get their own room? 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
So I didn't realize this until I was halfway through the email. Patrick in Sky Canyon wrote in to rat out our friend Captain Ron.
Oh.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Because it became a little neighborhood drama. Actually, just neighborhood conversation. And I love that they decided to, you know, that we're their neighbors too, because we're all part of the friend group. Patrick in Sky Canyon, our buddy Captain Ron's dad's coming to town. Something's going on. It's not, for the record, it's not Thanksgiving. It might be Thanksgiving. Who knows? But they're also doing an activity, which we're not quite sure what it is yet.
Yeah.
There will be drinking involved. So Captain Ron's dad said, yeah, we should all get a room together. That'd be the way to go. Ron's like, oh, hell no. I think not. I will. You guys have at it. I would rather Uber home and sleep in my own bed and not in the same room as you. When I saw this, I immediately thought of Michaela, because you're all in, right?
Oh, yeah. I just roomed with my dad a couple months ago and we went to Philadelphia.
However, what was your reaction? Did you know that your dad was bringing his drum pads?
Oh, my God. All
the things.
No, I didn't, Chet. Maybe I would have put a couple extra funds away had I known that he is very adamant about practicing his drums every day at 7 a.m. That's his morning routine. And that's what he does every day. I know. I have no words.
At 7?
7 a.m.
On the dot, too.
On the dot.
I'll bet.
He's awake. And he was so excited to be in Philadelphia. That man had already been downstairs to get the continental breakfast and coffee. Sure. He was charged.
Even though that was 4 a.m. our time. He didn't care.
No.
He didn't care. No. He's already gone down. He's had his muffin. Yeah. He's had his juice. Now, let's bust out the drum pads.
Yeah. Ba-da-da, 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 I said, I'm kind of sleeping still. He was like, oh, sorry. And I was like, okay, forget it. I just wake up. Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I've been stressed out for 3 months about this trip, but you know what? Why do I need sleep? Let's go.
This is so good. It's great. Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Monique from Sandy Valley.
Oh, I need to talk to her. You know what? Oh. You're just the expert. No, you're just the expert that I needed for a different question. What's going on at the Pioneer Saloon this weekend? Do you
Fallout.
Know?
Fallout. Yes.
What is
Fallout.
That? What is that?
So it's where, you know, it's the post-apocalyptic, you know, it's the game. And so then it had taken place in the Pioneer Saloon. They had like a whole scene in there in the game. And
in what?
So then we do it at the Pioneer Saloon.
But what game?
Part of the game.
Yeah, what game? For what Fallout. Game? For Fallout.
Fallout. Oh, Fallout.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, Adrian knows.
Yeah. Season 2 Kayla
and I are still
December.
Confused.
Me and Chet were like, oh, yeah, Fallout.
Chet,
sure,
you need
Fallout.
To watch that show. You'll enjoy it.
So,
and
okay.
So then they have like an annual thing there. And so this year it's supposed to be like twice as big as it ever has been. And so yep. They're like busing people in from Prim and that it's supposed to be a big deal. And this is the first year that they actually have made it cost like, you know, an entry fee.
Oh, wow.
I have. Ooh. So I have a buddy. I have a buddy that's coming into town who decided yesterday he would tell me. He's like, hey, I'm on the plane. I'm on the plane. I'm coming to Vegas. He lives in Washington, D.C.
Oh, I hate when people do that.
And he's like, you know, I'm coming into town. You think we can get together? And I'm like, what do you do? What? Why? What are you doing? And he goes, yeah, I'm going to the Pioneer Saloon. And then now I know why. He does voices in video games.
Makes sense.
And
oh, wow. Yes. It said that people like that were going to be there. That
he's
the voice
one of those guys.
Video games. Yes.
It's weird. It's
awesome.
Weird. Like he goes around and like these people lose their minds when they meet him. He's like a huge
awesome.
Celebrity to them.
Do my voicemail, bro. How much?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And also, all of that stuff.
Sorry, Chet, to confuse you because I said I love the TV show. So Fallout's been a video game for decades.
Yeah.
But Amazon, it there's one season so far, but the new season is going to start in December. It's on Amazon Prime. It's a fantastic show. My guy, Walton Goggins?
Is he really your guy?
He's your guy. He's my guy.
You don't know his name.
So he calls his name from Justified. But no, it's a fantastic show too, and it's very acclaimed. So leads to this event this weekend. Dope. I might have to go.
And Wayne Newton is going to be there.
Oh, come on. That's it. I'm going.
Boy. Kayla, let's go.
It's a big
weekend for the Wayner. They just honored him last night at Camelot at Opportunity Village.
Did you just call him the Wayner?
Yeah. That was, Michaela and I hadn't seen each other in years. And Michaela was singing when you, what was it? Was that Rose Rabbit Lie? Were you in?
Mm-hmm.
And Michaela is so funny. I go in, I was hosting Camelot that year and I couldn't commit to them in time this year to do it. But Michaela was singing and we go in for rehearsal and I hadn't even looked at the script yet. So I didn't know who the entertainment was. And I walk up and there's Michaela and I'm like, hey. And then she looks at me and was like, hey. It was so funny. We hadn't seen each other in forever.
I know. That was awesome.
Yeah. So the Wayner last night at Opportunity Village at Camelot. All right. Well, let's get back to the other question. Not that it matters anymore. But would you, given the option, would you share a room with your parents?
Yes. I wouldn't have a problem with it. My parents and I are close. And I think that, yeah, I mean, one night, what's the big deal? Definitely.
No little boy ever loved his mother more than I loved my mother. And we became very, very good friends later on in life. Like, really good friends. But, man, I don't know.
You know who we haven't.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I think that's more to protect her than to protect me. I'm not sure.
That's hilarious.
One person we haven't heard from is Adrian.
Yeah, 100%. I would, for sure.
With your dad?
Yeah.
That'd
especially
be cool.
With my pops as he's getting older. I'm in the mindset of trying to spend as much time with him. So to me, I'd be like, oh, that's a cool memory. So dope.
And you've worked hard at that relationship. Yeah. I'm proud of you for that. If I haven't told you out loud, I'm telling you now. I'm proud of you for that because it's important.
Yeah. Love Pop, so I'm down for
that. That's awesome.
And if they're going to pay for it, because they have to pay for it. They're the parent. Let's go.
Well, how'd I get stuck with the bill with Rocky G?
Well.
Get that man on the phone with his little stupid drumstick.
Yeah, that's true. If they're going to
supporting his drum career, so.
Oh, and by the way, I've had a number of people that are like, hey, wait a minute. Who's your buddy that's going to be at the thing? His name is Wes Johnson. Yeah, and he's going on my way to New Vegas, it says, in Pioneer Saloon. Is that what they call it in the...
That's the game, Fallout New Vegas.
New Vegas and Pioneer Saloon's Fallout fan celebration. This will be a stim pack for the soul. I don't know what that is, but he's very excited.
Me neither.
Yeah, and then there's another picture of him holding a bat with barbed wire around it.
Hot. You love to see that.
Oh.
Loading up the SWATA.
Okay, there's so many costumes, and, like, it's really a great, like, spectacle.
Michaela,
really
we're pulling
out for it.
We're pulling up.
Okay.
And he's bringing Super Mutant, Sentry Bot, and Protectron Funkos to sign at the Fallout fan celebration.
All right, Chet.
So, oh,
no. What? Am I selling
this
it?
With your friends. I don't know what you're talking about.
Am I selling it? Me neither. No idea. All right. Well, Monique, go check that thing out. You know what? Drop my buddy's name. Hey, listen, I'm friend of a friend with Wes Johnson. And then if they go, who? And then just see if you can drop my name. See if it works.
Okay. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Yes.
All right. Have a good weekend. Happy Friday.
Ordinary people. Extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling stories of the day and a ton of them brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
We'll start here. I think we can make pretty quick work out of this. The weekend has contributed $350,000 to help Jamaica recover from Hurricane Melissa.
Incredible.
Which struck in late October. And there's not, we're not seeing a lot. I don't know about you guys. I'm not seeing a lot about how just devastated Jamaica was by that hurricane.
Yeah, no, I haven't either.
Oof. It affected 6 million people across the Caribbean, and Jamaica got like the brunt of it. So 350,000, nothing to sneeze at. The weekend launched this thing called the EXO Humanitarian Fund about 3 years ago, and they've raised over $6.5 million to combat global hunger crises, and donated 350,000 just specifically for Jamaica. So
spectacular,
pretty good, you know, amazing. He and Afton, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's a Chihuahua. There's a Chihuahua in Los Angeles that needed to be adopted, and they were having trouble. His name's Nacho.
Of course it is.
Well, people thought he was dumb, right? Because they would say stuff to him and he wouldn't respond.
Oh.
So this woman named Monica, shocking. She's a TikTok creator.
Shocking. Don't see many of those.
No. Amazing how this story got out. She discovered Nacho responded when she spoke Spanish to him, but ignored everything in English.
Oh. Yeah, he speaks Spanish, duh.
Like a lot of security guards, they train them in German. You know what I mean? Just so that they understand the German, so that somebody else doesn't go, you know, down or stop or whatever.
Yeah.
The dog's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Love that. Yes.
Didn't know.
Me neither.
I had not thought of asking him anything in Spanish, which is ironic because he's a Chihuahua, said Monica. I started talking to him in Spanish, and it was the most energetic we had seen him. And then just found him out walking around. He was at this adoption center, and they
funny.
And then I guess they had put up a bunch of videos, and the dog had kind of gone viral because he's adorable. But everybody thought he was dumb or he was deaf or whatever. They have renamed him Rogelio Montoya.
Oh my God, sophistication.
Yeah. So.
Sounds like a little telenovela character.
That's all there is to that. That's all I got.
That's all we
dog
need.
Speaks
that's
Spanish.
All we needed.
Great.
Yeah.
And then there's this. There's an 8-year-old hockey fan in Colorado. His name's Luke Graham. His dad was a backup goalie in the NHL. His name is John Graham. They started a clothing brand called Rink Dude, with proceeds going to help underprivileged kids take up the sport. Here's what's great about this. This is Luke and this is mom talking about how they came up with the name Rink Dude and what the brand is all about. And if you know anything about me, I love accents, and I especially love kids who cannot pronounce their R's.
I said to my mom, I don't want to be a rink dude anymore.
We didn't mean to laugh, but we're like, what is a rink dude?
Hockey is a fun sport, and it's very expensive because all the gear, ice time.
When we walk into a hockey store, I break out in a sweat because it is so expensive for gear, ice time, coaching.
They're our heroes, and they fight for our country. Yeah.
Hockey players are our heroes and they fight for our country.
God bless them. But he doesn't want to be a wink guy.
Remember, what was that thing? What was that thing last spring? The Four Nations tournament. Yeah, they fought for their country seconds in with the Americans. That's right. But your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman, Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Wing Store.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Oh, man, we got to get after it here. It's 7:09 already. It's Friday morning. Yeah, it's good. It's the 14th day of November 2025. We are 20 days until Toy Drive. Full on in Thanksgiving mode. Are you? In fact, I'm having a hard time making my brain realize that Thanksgiving's not this next Thursday, but it's the one after that.
Yeah.
Like in my head, I'm ready to go now.
I'm ready to eat some turkey too. Now I'm with you.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, let's play this game. One Thanksgiving food has to go away. What is it?
Green bean casserole.
Oh man, I can't get rid of green bean casserole.
She stole my answer.
Also green bean casserole? Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know. I love it all so much.
I will tell you that my wife, Lisa, hers would be cranberry because she hates the texture.
There are a lot of people who say that, and I love because I saw it, obviously social media and whatever.
Yeah.
Cranberry sauce needs to go because it's in a can. It's just in a can. Are you kidding? The jelly cranberry sauce where it looks like the can, where it's got the ridges in the can.
Yeah.
That's the best.
I'm gonna agree.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Sometimes it's too tart if you're trying to get all fancy with it.
You know what? Don't waste my time with a salad. Don't waste my time with salad on Thanksgiving.
Okay, you know what?
I don't need it.
That's a hell of an answer. Don't waste his time.
If you were gonna go off the board and go non-traditional Thanksgiving food, what would you add in? Steak.
I just was going to say steak.
Steak for you?
Yeah.
Some people do prime rib along with their turkey.
Yeah, true.
We've done some prime rib in the past.
I'm all for that. We decided we're not going to fry a turkey this year.
What?
Really?
Yeah,
why?
The tradition is broken.
I didn't get this email. What happened?
We realized it's too much.
In what respect? You just dump it in.
Yeah, I know, but we don't need it. It's too much. It's like, it's just too much.
There'll still be a turkey. We're baking it?
Yeah. No, we've got turkey. We're getting it from a barbecue joint that we like.
So, okay.
It's actually up in Seattle. We'll be up at the farm. And so, we're getting it from, in our little town, there's a really great barbecue joint and they make the most incredible turkey. So we're getting like the biggest one. We were the first ones to order. They were so excited.
So Amy, who's, if you don't know, is a chef. She doesn't, I guess she's okay with like, hey, I don't have to cook everything. Or is she hands on like, no, I need to.
She will. It's funny you should bring that up. So we decided against the frying of the turkey, which is kind of my deal. But she has jumped in the last couple of weeks. We actually make a really good team because I do the injecting and the frying and the carving. She is super good. And I do the same thing she does. But for whatever reason, she's way better at it than I am. She does the outside of the turkey. And I'm telling you, I'm like, okay, the oil, it's the same oil, right? Okay, it's the same. That cupboard, that's where we get the stuff from. It's night and day difference when she does it than when I do it.
Yeah.
Also, our friends that are coming over, they're doing the potatoes, which is a huge load off of her. She's like, well, I don't have to peel potatoes. I don't have to boil potatoes. I don't have to potatoes. And I said, I would peel potatoes for you. She said, no, I'll just do it. Cause I'm sure I'm not doing that right either, but I don't know why. I mean, I'm trying, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know there were other ways of peeling potatoes. Probably with her. She just wants to get it done.
For sure.
She doesn't want to wait for me to do it while I'm watching football or whatever.
And I need to clear my conscience. We need to get rid of cornbread. Just in general, but specifically for Thanksgiving.
Okay,
I'm sorry, we need
to get rid of Adrian on the Chet Buchanan. Are you out of your mind?
Well, there's buns, there's biscuits. We're good on the breads. Okay, cornbread, get out of here.
If I knew how to trigger
Hawaiian sweet
off,
roll guy. Do you have cornbread at your Thanksgiving, Michaela?
Hell yes.
And we don't.
They put them in barbecue joints to suck up the grease from all the rest of the food. That's all it's there for.
Oh my God, greasy cornbread? That's the best.
Yeah, that's what I like.
You lost your mind?
Hello?
Covered in like meat fat?
We can get to this weekend faster.
Anything covered in meat fat is awesome. Which I also, which I also guess makes me awesome because I am also covered in meat fat.
I'm with you.
Which is good.
Look at us go.
And just in case you care, they, according to an associate professor of nutritional medicine at Columbia University, you should have Thanksgiving dinner no later than 2 p.m.
Wow.
But that's better. It's better because then you can also go back later and have a second helping if you decide you're hungry again a little bit later. Doing it at 2 p.m. is better than doing it at like 6 p.m.
Yeah, it gives you time to take a little nap.
Yeah, and you should have time to digest.
Great.
And all of those things. Stomach acid and blood sugar levels and all of that other kind of stuff. So I'm excited.
I'm still thinking about meat fat. I'm covered in meat fat. I'm going to be thinking about that all weekend long.
Cornbread. Maybe that's the problem, Adrian. You're not covering your cornbread in meat fat.
No, yeah. I am. I'm over it.
Get a grip.
Just give me some buns with some butter. Oh my God.
Yeah. Why? Oh no.
Just King's Hawaiian sweet rolls.
Done. King Hawaiian sweet rolls. Everything. We don't need anything else.
100%.
Yeah, I'm good with that. You hear the music. It's time for Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Bridget Magnus, the great and powerful Bridget Magnus of West Henderson, almost bored yesterday.
Bored.
As she took over as our brand new champion.
She at one point was like, these questions are so easy. And I was like, sorry.
She said it out loud.
Yeah, dude.
Which,
answered
by the way, don't give...
question and was like, big whoop.
Don't give away our secret. It's you know, that's kind of the secret sauce to the game, mm-hmm. is that, you know, they're challenging, but...
Yeah, I want somebody to win. We want somebody to have a chance.
I have to tell you, Michaela's very, very sweet. And it's one of your most endearing qualities.
Thank you, Jay.
That sometimes, literally, I don't know, if the answer was Taylor Swift, you know what I mean? Michaela will go, blah, 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 Eras Tour, Life of a Showgirl, blah, 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 rhymes with Schmaler Schmift. You know what I mean? Like, it's that.
Why do it's I that. Do that? That's so true. So,
sometimes I'm looking at you going, I don't know that we needed to give them that much.
I think you even said that. And I'm like, dude, you're so right. Why did I just not say the answer?
But it's fine. Whatever. And then, you know what? And then, can I also tell you the truth? That I look at it and I go, hello, friends. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. I'll be the one that's sitting over here minding my own business. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
like
but just, you're not wrong. Literally, the answer is Schmaler Schmift. What's the answer?
Sit back, hit your stupid little buttons.
Shut up, dummy.
You know, just do that.
Yeah.
Keep score. Just let her play the game. So that's what we will do. Mark Anthony is coming to town in 2026. Mark Anthony, Vegas My Way. His residency, Friday, February 13th. They're doing 10 shows. February 13th is the first one. So they've got shows from the 13th to the 21st of February. And then another run of shows late July, early August, July 24th through August 1st at the Blue Live Theater at Fountain Blue, Las Vegas, which for my money is, I just don't know that you can do a better room
100%.
Than that. Cause it's like they took all the good parts of all the rooms and it's not too big, but it's not too small and it's just awesome. And quite honestly, all the people, I don't know why they must have. One of the questions on the application must have been, do you know Chet Buchanan? Because when I walked through there, it's like, hey, buddy. And it's all like, hey, I know you from, I came over from blah, blah, blah. And literally it's like, I go through, I can't get enough drinks when you go to the Blue Life Theater.
Yes.
Seriously. No, it's the best. It really is the best. I've never told you that before, but it's true. Like all my buddies work at the Blue Life Theater. And then the bonus is afterwards, you can go to Nowhere Lounge and see Michaela.
Yes. Come on. We'll make it special.
Yeah. So why don't you be caller number 25 right now? It's 702-364-9898. Go for Mark Anthony for free. Stay for Michaela Gordon for free. We'll throw it in for free.
Free.
702-364. You got to buy your own drinks. 702-364. unless I'm there. And then we're putting down the card. 702-364-9898. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. And welcome back. Our brand new... Got that new champion smell. From West Henderson, our friend Bridget Magnus. Hey, Bridge.
Good morning.
Sorry to bore you with the easy game yesterday. Sorry to show.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I know that they're not always softball, so, you know.
No, I like it. You know I love a little attitude, so no, it's pretty good. Well, who's gonna challenge Bridget today, Adrian?
That'll be former contestant Jennifer Romero from Northtown.
Oh, yes. Hey. From Northtown. Hey, Jen.
Hey, how are you this morning?
We're doing really, really well. It's Friday, and it's going to be an interesting weekend with the, you know, spotty rain today, more rain tomorrow. If you like rain, this is the weekend for you. Bust out the hoodies.
I love it. I'm
yeah, and it'll be in the 50s by next week. And I'm looking right now, Maddie G, move out of the way. Rain through like Tuesday. How about that? Didn't even
That's
know.
That's awesome.
We know that both y'all know how to play the game, so buzz in with your name, do it nice and loud so that you leave no doubts, but make sure that you don't answer the question until we call upon you, because you may think you got in first, you just didn't hear the other person beat you to the punch. First 1 to 3 wins the game. And our quiz master, we call her the commissioner. Why is that, Bridget?
Because her last name is Gordon.
Because her last name is Gordon. Yes. Commissioner Gordon. Get it? The one and only Michaela Gordon.
This A-list actress is under fire again, this time for her portrayal in the movie Christie.
Sorry.
Did somebody buzz?
Yeah.
Did you try to buzz?
I thought so.
I tried, but I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. I'm driving.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Well, then please continue, Michaela. Okay.
Accidental buzz.
This A-list actress is under fire again, this time for her portrayal in the movie Christie, some calling it an absolute flop. What is her name?
Oh, you better get it.
One.
Two. One.
Ah, crap!
Well, that would be Sydney Sweeney.
Yes, it would.
See, Michaela has hard questions. There you go.
Yes.
I think
redeemed.
See,
but just being nice to me. She knew that answer. She was like, "Let me just let her pretend like she had a hard question, not answer it."
So, you know what I think happened with this whole thing too, is that Sydney Sweeney was going out to do press for this thing, but it became all about Sydney Sweeney and nothing about the movie.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I think people just thought it was a Sydney Sweeney interview, but it. It True. Wasn't. They didn't do a good enough job of selling the movie, so I don't know that anybody knows. She's a she plays. So listen, if you're one of those people, and I'm not taking sides here, I'm just saying if you're one of those people that wishes Sydney Sweeney would get hit in the face, it happens a lot in this movie because she plays the female boxer Christy Martin.
Exactly.
And I hear she's quite good. And if you're one of those that wants Sydney Sweeney to hit people back, she does a lot of that as well. So, you know, something for every fun for the whole family. Champion Squadouche, challenger Zippo, me, I got one.
Good job.
Thanks.
This rapper just gave birth to her fourth baby.
Jennifer.
Is it Cardi B? Look at that.
Yes, it is.
Look at that. The challenger's quick, Bridget. You better get on your game. Challenger got one.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave my score out of it. Challenger won zip.
This actress will receive the Carol Burnett Award at the Golden Globes this year thanks to characters like Carrie from Sex in the City. What's her name?
Jennifer. Oh my God! I'm blanking on her name. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Who? Sarah yes. Jessica Parker.
Yes.
Challenger 2, champion on the ropes.
Good for you.
This
rapper has signed a deal to produce the halftime show for the Detroit Lions Thanksgiving Day Parade for the next 3 years, and we're asking
Bridget.
Bridget.
Based on the city, I'm making a wild guess that it's Eminem.
Bang, your instincts are right. He's actually doing the halftime show for the Thanksgiving football games that they play in Detroit. Okay, Michaela, can you help me with this? What is an executive producer? What do they do? Do you know?
Oh, God. I don't know. I feel like they just oversee everything.
Yeah.
They, like, make the bigger calls. They're not, like, the director, but they have a hand in, like, creating and not necessarily running the production line.
And it's a bit of a money play as well, right? They help fund it and that kind of thing.
I don't know about that.
In movies, in the movie world, as an executive producer, obviously in radio, but not in the movies. In films, they do help with the budget.
Yeah. Okay.
I can tell you in radio, what we do is we do produce stuff, but we just put executive because it looks better on the resume. So
yeah, it doesn't correlate. You'll see people. Yeah, they're just different roles. Jennifer with two. Bridget back in the game with one.
This very famous momager celebrated her 70th.
Jennifer for the win.
Kris Jenner.
Based off of momager, how many other momagers do you know? Maybe Beyonce's mom, maybe Taylor Swift's mom, but we don't talk about her a whole lot.
No.
It would almost have to be Kris Jenner, wouldn't it? And we have a brand new champion. Game over.
Yes. Good job, girls.
Woo-wee. Thank you. Hey.
Jennifer, you rocked that.
Oh, my God. Thank you. This Puerto Rican is very happy to be seeing my destiny.
Let's go.
Let's go. Love to hear it.
You know what, Bridge? Yeah. You can't argue with that.
No.
You can't.
Uh-uh.
Oh, no, I cannot.
Pretty good. And besides that, you got to go see NBA Young Guy. Before, wasn't that what you called it? NBA Young Guy. Before, yes.
Sure did. I got to see Adam Sandler, and I must say, agreed, the Fountain Blue does have a very great theater. So yeah, enjoy that show. Oh, I will.
Fantastic.
Oh
my God. By the way, Bridget Magnus, always great. Always great. You're welcome on the show anytime. Thank you, Bridge. Have a good weekend.
See you soon. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Yep, we'll see you later. Again, as mentioned, Mark Anthony, Vegas My Way, the residency, Friday, February 13th. You'll go to the very first show at the Blue Live Theater, Fontainebleau, Las Vegas, courtesy of our buddies at Live Nation. And then we'll see you back here on Monday to defend that brand new title on Michaela's hometown.
I am crying right now.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Hang on, so much to talk about. For those of you who are waxing poetic, you miss the old days of Vegas. Apparently, they tried to bring it back yesterday, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Over at Piero's, and I don't know what's going on. I'll just say this up front. I love Piero's. I love everything it represents.
You do. You always say that.
Oh my God.
What do you like, the garbage salad? That's your thing?
Yes, good memory. I do. I love the garbage mm-hmm. salad. And I'll generally go and have a steak and a dirty martini. It's the best. My wife and I love it. You all of these things. But it's been troubled, I guess.
Yeah.
Recently, been in the news for mm-hmm. stuff. I don't know what's going on. And then somebody tried to go old school and place an incendiary device, I believe they call it. Whatever it was soaked in gasoline and it was supposed to blow up, but I think it more just kind of went. And yesterday,
can you imagine?
Business as usual. I guess the cleaning crew found it in the morning. And they were like, okay. And like nothing really.
A cigarette bud. Anyway.
Like, wow.
So, and Michaela, you said it best. If this really was some sort of old school.
Oh, I said sounds Italian to me, except yes. for the fact that, like, not the kind in casino. This is a very like,
woke right.
2025.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, we were so close, but it, if it were Al Pacino, it would have been done.
It's almost like if it was. You know, Canadians were, oh, sorry.
Exactly.
Didn't mean to.
Yeah.
Just wanted to, we didn't want to hurt anything.
Exactly.
We just wanted, I don't know.
That's so funny. I know. That was the humor to me, too. Like, the Italians in the 70s, you bet. They're, like, rolling in their graves now. They're like, what is going on?
We all thought it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all thought it. It was like, yeah, this is just
watered down. But okay.
Exactly. Watered down.
That's I'm Italian. No, I'm just kidding. Not. No one get mad at me or DM me.
Or just do. That's your honestly. Just do. Go ahead. Yeah, we're not gonna answer. We're gonna erase it and move on because seriously, we're all making the same joke. Stop it. Just stop it. We're all thinking it. That's fine. Coming up next in just a moment. You know what? Speaking of watered down and what the hell's going on here? Golden Knights lose four straight.
Uh-oh.
I said yesterday, when was the last time we said they lost three? Said they have lost four straight now to the Islanders in overtime. Went down early, fought back. Looked like it was going to be that medieval magic, you know, that we're so used to. It gets to overtime. Although overtime's such a crapshoot in the NHL anyway.
Yeah.
So maybe the boys need to go out on the road, do a little bonding. They'll play in St. Louis on Saturday. See if they can play. St. Louis is garbage this year. So hopefully the Knights can pull it together a little bit. Yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
On the first pick, and then it spilled over a little to relationship rehab. The issue was the boyfriend and the dad had become just a little bit too tight. I don't think there was a single one of us, you know, whether it's Michaela, you, me, and Adrian, or whether it was anybody listening, that maybe couldn't see this natural evolution of the issue coming down the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it has gotten here. Yesterday's first pick discussion about my dad and my boyfriend, they're best friends. I'm not comfortable with any and or all of this. It's gone next level.
Let's go.
We have Wicked for Good passes. Our final pair of tickets for our advanced screening for Wicked for Good. You can see it before anybody else. And we'll get you qualified for front of the line passes. Thank you to the good folks at Frost Communications. I didn't realize Frost Communications. I just thought it was a name. And she, the Frost of Frost Communications, reached out to be buddies on social yesterday.
Nice. Which I thought was
Allison Frost. Who knew?
Who knew?
So thank you. So Allison, thank you for the Wicked for Good passes. And thank you for the front of the line passes. And we'll take care of all that in just a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! All right, 8 o'clock. We got the train back on track.
Woo-hoo!
Right on the money. 8 o'clock on Friday, 14th day of November, 2025. 20 days until toy drive. 20!
Insane!
20 days until toy drive. And again, just to make it weird, 32 days from now, it's over.
And it's going to go by fast.
It's like four weeks from Monday and it's done. Crazy. Just crazy, crazy, crazy. Mm-hmm. Looking for, 7,675 bikes would be one more than last year. $786,895 in cash and gift cards would be one more than last year. But, see, This one's all about nice, big, round numbers. For me, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's our 27th toy drive. I wasn't here in 02 and 03. We started it back in 1999. Remember, I had left for a couple of years. So this is actually my 25th. And at the end of it, it'll be 300 days on a scaffold. So, I mean, if we wanted to round up and get 10,000 bikes and $1 million, great. That'd be great.
Yeah. That would be great to hear what we're saying.
Great.
Really, really great if you can make it to
It would be a win if, man, 8,000 bikes and $800,000 would be a win.
Yeah.
It'd be a big win.
Yeah.
So it all starts in 20 days, ready or not. I think with the, you know, with the little bit of rain we got today, more rain tomorrow, and it's going to get chilly, you know, it's going to be down like our high is, what's the temperature right now? Temperature,
it's like 62 degrees right now.
Yeah, see, it's 10 degrees warmer than it's going to be. Yeah, it's 62 now. So it'll be like mid-50s, mid to low-50s next week.
No. I'm with it. I'm with it.
Sorry, desert.
Girl.
Sorry, desert girl.
No, it's fine. I'm thinking about it.
Think of it just like summer, though. Think of it like summer, because in the summer, you go from your air-conditioned house to your air-conditioned car to your air-conditioned office.
No.
And then it's so, yeah. So in the winter, you just go from your heated.
Listen,
house.
I'm telling you, my bones freeze. My bones can get me barely to the house, to the car. I have to sprint as fast as I can. And they're frozen up. You know what? That's enough. I don't need to do this. Let's keep moving on.
I sense mocking from the producer studio.
I know.
I'm just saying.
He is mocking me.
That didn't sound like real sympathy.
Yeah,
I'm just
give
saying.
Me real sympathy. Give me a real
we'll
sympathy
go shopping
sound
for some
effect.
Hoodies. You'll be okay. You'll be all
do
right.
Do you feel bad? Hey, thanks to our buddies at Enchant Las Vegas. The night of the Nutcrackers at Las Vegas Ballpark starts next Friday, November 21st. It'll run through December 28th. World's largest Christmas light maze, ice skating, the 100-foot snow slide, Santa the whole night, you know, the whole deal at Las Vegas Ballpark. Go to enchantchristmas.com if you want to get tickets. Simple.
Awesome.
I
said, awesome.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, because I was like, we should have some free tickets to give away at some point.
Yeah.
We don't right now. We don't right now because we've got Wicked for Good, got an advanced screening. That's coming up on Tuesday. We've also got front of the line passes that we want to qualify you for. So pay attention for Relationship Rehab. Right now, which is brought to you by Odyssey. There is room for you to be a sponsor at Toy Drive, and it's a super easy way. There are still trees available for the Giving Tree Grove. Let us tell your story, local business. 702-889-5100 if you want to get in for Toy Drive. I want to say it's like $1,500 to be a part of Toy Drive in the Giving Tree Grove.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, you could do that.
Easy.
It's easy. Again, 702-889-5100 for that. So, Jessica, in quotes, you guys were talking about this same subject, sort of, earlier this morning. I took it as a sign. She means yesterday, by the way. I took it as a sign. So here I am. Hi, Jess.
What up,
Jess? If that is your real name. I've been dating my boyfriend for a little over 2 years. Over the past year, he and my dad have become incredibly close. Like what you guys were talking about. They didn't go golfing. They literally just went on a guys-only weekend man retreat to a cabin in Duck Creek together.
Fun.
I've even joked, as have other people, that sometimes it feels like my boyfriend is dating my dad and not me. So what's the problem, right?
I'm literally just trying to hear where the problem is at because I think it's awesome, but
I'm
listening.
I'm glad you brought that up, Michaela.
Holding for listening.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay.
Your instincts, spot on as usual.
Thank you so much.
Rock solid.
Thank you, dude. Thank you very much.
Here's where things get complicated, says Jessica.
Oh, God, now I'm nervous.
I've been thinking about ending things with my boyfriend for quite a while now. We've been growing apart. partly due to the fact that he's spending all of his free time with my dad.
Oh, my God.
I'm afraid that if I break up with him, it's going to be super messy and awkward because my dad is so invested in their friendship.
Oh.
Do you think I should tell my dad first, like give him a heads up? Or, and this is, and I'm not sure I have an answer for this. Do you think I should tell my dad first, like give him a heads up? Or do I talk to my boyfriend, do the breaking up, and let my dad find out afterward? I really want to handle this with the lowest amount of drama possible, but I don't want to blindside either of them. Which raises the question, is that even possible? I don't even know if that's physically, like, I don't think you can, I think somebody's getting blindsided. Oh, maybe sure. Everybody. Maybe everybody's getting blindsided.
I don't know why I just see this as the Owen Wilson character in Meet the Parents, where he's the ex and he will, like, not leave the family alone. They're so really close. He's like, love you, bye.
Funny you should bring that up because that's so funny. There was another one of those that just came in. That I was like, maybe we should do this early next week too. Same deal that the ex won't leave.
Yeah, because that's how I see it.
What do you do about this? Because the dad loves him so much.
Uh-huh. Like they're still friends.
Yesterday brought a flood. Okay, so then this is a good sum up by Jessica. How do I navigate this without wrecking both relationships? And my immediate answer is, I'm not sure you can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure you can. So help us choose. 702-364-9898, caller number 25, Wicked for Good advanced screening passes. You may very well find yourself at the front of the line. Thank you, Allison, and everybody at Frost Communications. Again, 702-364-9898 right now.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show, weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Thank you to everybody who said that the Adrian's mic was on. See, we do that every once in a while just so that you know that he's legitimately answering phone calls.
And it's our first time doing this show, so just bear with us.
We're new.
It rained today. We've never done the show when it's rained, so
I blame the rain.
Totally. My bad. And you guys, Mercury's in retrograde. Don't make me say it again.
My bad. John Cena's about to retire in less than a month. I'm emotionally fragile. Mm-hmm. So
yep. Yeah.
It's been difficult.
Can't focus.
Yeah.
Can't
focus. Got a lot going on.
You know what? And can't expect him to. Yeah. You know what? Don't be so heartless, people.
Yeah.
God.
Chet, tell him.
The man's going through stuff.
Yep.
His car's broke down. When do you get your car back?
I don't know. Hopefully later today in a few hours because I got to pick up my son from school.
What happened to the rental car that you had and then you didn't?
I don't want to go back there after the situation that we had.
They gave him. It's the old Seinfeld bit. Old schoolers people who watched Seinfeld will understand this. Jerry, one of the most classic Seinfeld episodes. I know, evil human beings. I understand Gen Z. Relax. But there was an all time great Seinfeld episode where they go in and he goes, yeah, I have a reservation to get the car. And she goes, yeah, I'm sorry, we don't have any cars available. And he goes, but I have a reservation.
Yeah.
And she goes, sir. We know what the reservation is for. He goes, I don't think you do.
Yeah, I really
don't.
You know how to take the reservation.
First come, first serve. No.
No.
Yeah.
I have this should
I'm
tell me.
Reagan.
You know, my phone that right here should tell me that one of those cars would stay here because you know I'm going to come and get it.
Yep.
Nothing means nothing anymore. 20 years later, 25 years later, still happening. Stands. Still the same thing. We all know the scam.
Yep.
He said government shutdown. I was like, you guys aren't shut down. What's going on? Anyway.
Yeah, what is the government after? So what does that have to do with it?
Because he was like the planes and all this. And
it's government shutdown, solar flares, Mercury in retrograde.
Cena retiring.
It's raining. John Cena. Yeah. Toy drive in 20 days. It's almost Thanksgiving.
Friday.
My God. And Jessica wants to break up with her boyfriend, but he's best friends with her dad, just like what we heard yesterday. They even went on a little cabin retreat. I wonder if it was just the two of them.
You know it was. You know they were vibing so hard. And I'm just hoping they weren't like, when you guys give me grandkids or like, well, I feel like dudes don't actually talk like that. Do you guys do that?
Oh, yeah. The dads do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If your dad, yeah.
Do they dudes come back go on with cabin like, retreats, solo dolo?
Yeah.
A group Maybe of friends. A group of friends. I'm talking
a
about.
A dad and yes. son-in-law? This oh, my God. Saying. Wait, what if you took him to be like, I'm going to propose to your daughter?
Maybe. Oh, good God. Michaela.
Sorry. Okay. I don't know. No.
But, yes, sir.
It's my anxiety.
I'd like to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage. And then they spoon with it beside the fire.
Yep.
I went and had it. Went to Aunt Sue's. Had a table for two at Aunt Sue's.
Aunt Sue.
That's the breakfast joint in Duck Creek.
I know. You love that place.
In Duck Creek Village is my favorite. I love it. All right. So you get it. Now. Jessica, now on for Jessica's side of it, now that we've made this whole storyline that may or may not exist.
You just lied.
You didn't lie.
No, we didn't lie.
Fan fiction.
Yeah.
Jessica's been thinking about ending things with this boyfriend for a while. They're obviously not. Okay, let's play this out and say that this is legit. The whole idea that he went up there to, sir, I'd like to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage. Mm-hmm. Here's the ring. You see the ring? That if... Oh, my God. It's just so ugly.
It's a lot.
I've been thinking about ending things for a while. We've been growing apart mostly because my boyfriend spends all of his free time with my dad and not me. I'm afraid if I break up with him, it's going to be super messy and awkward because my dad is so invested in their friendship. Can we also all agree on bingo? It is going to be, you know what I mean? It is going to be, this is ugly.
Yeah, it is.
I want to handle this with the lowest amount of drama possible, but I also don't want to blindside either of them. Can we also agree physically impossible, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Either one or both are getting blindsided. Where are we starting here, Adrian?
We will start with Jackie Vasquez.
Hey, Jackie. Hello, Jackie. So which one do you tell first?
I personally would tell my dad. He's my family member. And you never know if she really likes this guy. She may talk to her dad and be like, hey, can you take a step back so we could spend time together? This is what's happening. I believe in not ending things on bad notes with people. So I don't know. Maybe if we end on friends, they can be friends and not make it awkward. We're all friends. But hey, maybe that's me.
No, and that's a school. Michaela, I have heard you before. You're kind of this school of thought, are you not?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's hard for me because I was talking to my dad the other day and I invited him somewhere to go with me. And he was like, tell Lisi to come. He calls her Lisi, my wife. Lisa.
Sure.
And I was like, no, what about me? And he was like, tell her to come. So I was like, I'm so happy that they're close, though, in all seriousness. I think it's just hard. Like, it's just, it is what it, like, feelings are going to get hurt and you got to
end My father-in-law and I used to go golf all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We would, you know, just, but it was, that was great. And it also didn't take away from Amy and I. This seems like a little much. Dad's going to try and talk you out of it. By the way, Adrian, sure. Was there anybody that said you've got to tell the boyfriend first?
Yes, we'll go to him right now. Marco. Okay.
By the way, Jackie, enjoy Wicked for Good and fingers crossed for the front of the line passes. So, good, yeah, put her on. Marco, why do you tell the boyfriend first?
Hey, I just feel like it's their relationship. And, you know, like you talk to the person that you're in a partnership with. First, I mean, that's what I think. If I'm, hey, I don't think things are working out because this, and this, I feel like part ways. There's no clean way to do this. Either way, if she already set her mind, if she's already been thinking about ending it, then there's no clean, easy way to take care of it.
Marco has become a trusted advisor to the Chet Buchanan show. Yeah. Have you noticed that? He's always got a very well thought out.
Yeah, great
very,
time.
Marco, you're good. Very good. Nice job, Marco. Good job,
well
buddy.
Well done, brother.
Yes.
Have a good week. Yeah, well done, brother. I agree with what Adrian just said. Thank you, bud. Okay, Michaela, who do you tell first?
The dad.
I think so, too.
Dude,
I think
listen,
so, too.
Because here's why. When you go into a relationship, you're like, Dad, I want you to meet this guy I'm dating. You set it up like that. Your dad is either going to be A, very protective, or two, want to make it work since this is the guy you've chosen to be with. That's your dad. If you have no future with this other guy is merely a stranger now. You might as well block him. Your dad, that's your dude. Don't throw your coffee.
That's the way I was trying to think. I was like, I'm going to need to talk this through to make sure my thoughts come out. But you just said it.
Yeah.
Dad's still going to be there.
Yeah. Dad's still so dad.
Dad's going to try and talk you out of it. Dad's going to feel responsible. This is all going to be so. Honestly, Michaela, you're right. You've got a lot of work to do with dad.
Actually, it kind of does sound like dad's fault, doesn't it? You just,
after
that.
I said it, I was like, ooh, yeah, maybe you're onto something there.
Guilt trip that for a couple of years, see how it works for you. Just kidding.
Okay, now we're not Jessica, but what if dad goes, wait a minute, am I the cause of this? What if I back off? We can speculate, but it's not.
No, because if she was really into this guy, I think she's just not into the guy anymore. I think that if you really like love the guy, you're loving the relationship, you can be comfortable enough to be like, yo, can you guys like knock it off and quit hanging out so much? Miss you. And it's not a big deal. I think she's just over the guy. And so it's just like a whole thing.
But it's because she did address that part. She said, we've been growing apart. A large part of that being that he's spending all his time with dad. And so can you imagine like, hey, we're going to go hang out or whatever. I'm assuming she still lives at home. I just get that feel. And so he comes over. Hi, babe. And then, hey, Pete.
After they break up, he comes over again. He's being consoled by the father. They're like, can you leave us be? so we can console alone.
Don't be shocked if there's not a PT's meetup. What I mean? Where we should have a beer and talk about this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's happening for wrong. Sure.
I thought everything was great. Pete says, the dad says, yeah, everything is great with us.
Nothing changes.
Enough time with my daughter. You dope.
We're still
friends. That's so funny. I still love you like a son.
Yeah. I think if dad's the one that can save this relationship if there's something to be saved.
Yeah.
And if she's still down. But I agree with you, Michaela, that you've gotta go to dad first. Because he's the one that's still going to be left behind.
Yep.
Still your dad.
Still your dad.
After this guy, what'd you say? He becomes a stranger.
Yeah, stranger, block him. You don't know that man.
Got him.
You don't know him. You don't know him. Get him out of here.
You don't know him. Put this on a t-shirt. You don't know him. You don't owe him.
Oh, that's good.
Trademark 2025, Michaela Gordon. Additional trademark, Chet Buchanan Show.
Thank you very much. We'll be selling merch at Toy Drive, all going back to... just kidding.
From Diary of a Showgirl, Chapter 2, You Don't Know Him, You Don't Owe Him, by Taylor Swift.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up. Rehab brought to you by Odyssey. That's us. There are still spots available for Toy Drive, specifically in the Giving Tree Grove. And that's honestly the easiest entry point if you wanted to be, have a more meaningful piece of Toy Drive besides just donating.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, just talked to Superheroes for Sully. They're switching it up this year.
Ooh.
Yeah, what was that?
They're coming Saturday afternoon as opposed... Usually they come on a weeknight.
Yeah.
On Sully's birthday. But it's there, which would be the 9th. but it's their 13th year. The first year they did it was 2013. And so they're going to come on the 13th.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they're going to come earlier in the day. So Saturday afternoon, that last, oh my God, here's what's crazy. So we've got to go all the way into the final weekend before we have Sully numbers.
Oh my God.
It's all going to, or, okay, now let's think positively.
Okay.
Or we go into the final weekend and it's Sully that maybe makes it a little easier to take a victory lap as far as bikes go.
For sure. That's going to happen.
If we've done the work up front, you know, if we've done enough work up front.
Yeah, smooth sailing.
I don't know. I just got a little bit of acid reflux just thinking about it.
I know. Knowing. I feel like I saw your face change. You got a little anxious.
I did.
This vibe changed very quickly.
I do. My face does betray me. I've learned that.
Yeah, you guys were not going to be able to do this little quick change. My guy's nervous. Just keep it as it is.
But yeah, so you want to be a part of Toy Drive in a more meaningful way, but in a, it's easier than you think. 702-889-5100. We'll put you in touch with the right people. Odyssey, helping local business. Let us tell your story. We were talking about relationships and people spending time and stuff like that. Do you like shopping with Lisa?
No.
Michaela? You do? No. Wow, that was a little more definitive than what I...
You know why? Because I'm spoiled by online shopping.
Oh.
So I just get it done quickly. And as I'm getting older, here's the thing. I like to go places with Lisa, but Lisa likes to try everything on. And do it the proper way. Go into a dressing room, try it on. Me, I put the jeans over my pants and I call it a day. I don't have enough patience.
I hold them up. I go, this is my size.
Yeah, I'm like, the vibe is right. Gotta go.
You have to tell. And I go, you know what? I'll return it if I don't.
And then guess what? You return it. You look at it for the next.
No. I'll just work out more or less. I'm not sure which I need in this case. A guy in Russia is facing charges. He didn't want to go shopping with his wife, and to get out of it, he staged a carjacking.
Oh, God, I like this guy already.
It happened back in April. The cops in central Russia just shared the details. His wife called him and said their Toyota Corolla was stolen. I don't know why I'm so amused by the idea that they have Toyota Corollas in Russia. Why wouldn't they?
I thought that when you said it.
Why wouldn't they?
I know. But
it seems too normal. It feels like it's a little too close.
I was right there
with
you.
Like the world is becoming a little too homogenized. She called back later and said that they found the Corolla abandoned. Cops checked it out. They found signs of forced entry, including damaged ignition switch. Then they talked to the husband.
Here we go.
Idiot didn't have his story straight. The details didn't add up. They eventually concluded that he staged the whole thing.
Sir.
Beat up his car.
Oh, my God.
Abandoned it. You know what I mean?
My guy.
Broke his door. Broke the ignition. Ditched the car. Maybe he thought the insurance he'd get a new car. Maybe that was part of it. But did the whole thing. To get out of being dragged along on a shopping trip.
Let me tell you, if I was this wife and this man was willing to lose his entire car and potential freedom with telling a false narrative to the police, I would be livid. I'd be like, my pal, it was just 1 hour at the department store. Like, give me a break.
It's not 1 hour. You're meow meowing around. Oh, let's go down this aisle. Are you going to buy anything?
So you stage a carjacking?
Talk to him, Chet.
That being said, and by the way, Adrian, there's a reason why I have not brought you in on this. I'm giving you plausible deniability on all of this. I will tell you, my wife and I, though, our favorite thing to do is go to Costco. We love going to Costco.
Yeah, but you're not trying on Costco.
No.
Different shopping.
You're right. No, you're right. Well, you're sitting there and you can only look at your phone for so long. And then, your phone starts going dead.
Yeah.
You're down to 15% battery.
Yes.
Damn it, the game's on.
There's no outlets anywhere anymore. You literally cannot find an outlet anywhere. You're not charging.
Ugh.
Hate it.
Well, then the punchline, finish your coffee, finish your drink, whatever you're drinking. Swallow.
Yep.
You good?
Here.
He's looking at 2 years in prison, Russian prison.
Oh, my God.
For filing a false report. Now, I don't know if they're soft on him like they are here. You know, where people, oh, you're right, he's up for 2 years. Okay, they're going to give him, they'll give him probation. You know, I don't know how it works there, but I've heard they're tough.
No, they're tough. You
know, he didn't even have a traffic ticket up until now. His record was completely clean. And no word on the state of his marriage.
Oh, my God.
Man, justice for Vladimir. We got to get him out.
justice for Vladimir.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, when you were a kid, could you do a wheelie on your bike?
No.
Thought about it. Did I?
Yeah, I had a Little Mermaid bike with streamers. And we weren't popping wheelies.
It's kind of a boy thing. Anyway, Adrian, were you good at the wheelies?
No popping wheelies.
No,
that's surprising. Never I feel like you'd be out there popping wheelies.
Nope. Yeah, I figured you'd be wheelie kid.
Mm-mm.
I was actually really good at it to the point of where my mom and my dad separated when I was super little. Like I have no memory of them ever being together. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they ever were in a room long enough. To
make
create me. Yeah. How that ever happened, I have no idea. On my mother's deathbed, I tried to get her to admit that I was a mistake. And then,
deathbed.
Oh, yeah. No, we were having very frank conversations and laughing. They kicked me out of the hospital. Our last conversation ended with them kicking me out of the hospital because we were laughing too loud. And it was 10 o'clock.
What a way to go.
And part of that conversation was, come on, Mom. How did you two ever?
Uh-huh.
And she was like, well, at one point I loved him. Not for very long.
but just long enough.
But I did. And I was like, come on, you were drunk. And she's like, no. You were planned. Oh, well, all right.
Love
then.
That.
Are you sure? I gave her a chance to walk it back. She didn't. So they never talked. They separated. Like I said, I have no recollection of them ever being together, and they might only talk once a year, maybe. One of the big fights they had was my dad bought me a unicycle because I was good at that. I was good at the wheelies and whatnot. So my dad got me a unicycle and my mom thought that I would kill myself on it because I was like five. I was little.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, he's not having that thing.
Yeah,
he's not. And they fought. The reason why I bring it all up. This kid that I can't pronounce his name because he's French. His first name's Oscar. I'm not even going to try on his last name. He's a 19-year-old engineering student at a university that I'm also not going to try to pronounce.
Okay.
Has just established a new world record for continuous bicycle wheelie distance. He made 752 laps on an indoor track You want to know how, you want to even hazard a guess as to how far that is?
No.
93 miles.
Oh my, I would have never got it right.
Front wheel never touched the ground. 6 hours and 31 minutes.
How?
Broke the previous record by over 43 miles.
Listen, even if the wheel didn't get tired, I would have. 6 hours?
They asked him why he did it. He said because it's fun. Oh. And although he admitted that his tailbone and the rest of his butt was painful for an entire week afterwards.
Yeah, I bet.
He had trained 10 to 15 hours weekly for over a year. He also holds the world records for longest one-handed wheelie. I don't know how far that is. And the longest continuous wheelie without front wheel contact, I assuming just, you know, time. And then now he's got distance as well.
That's insane. I mean, good for that little kid, but whoa. Yeah,
congratulations, wheelie man.
He's 19. Is he a little kid?
No, but still a kid.
Okay. No, I wanted to make, you just had good for that little kid. Were you confusing my story with his?
Yeah, I think so. There was part of me, I was thinking about you, and then I was thinking about your mom and your dad
fighting,
making a baby, and I don't mind how they are. Yeah, I was like, I know. But I got ADD, and then I was like, where am I? I got nervous.
Yeah, we're and back. To be honest with you, for a lot of people too, if they were thinking about their parents, you know, yeah.
Then we were like, I was like, do my parents get along? No, how'd they have me? It was a lot.
For me, it is so far out of the realm of possibility. It's not even disgusting. You know what I mean? It just doesn't. I'm like, I refuse. I don't even have a vivid picture of it because it's just so absurd.
You can't even picture it.
And it's impossible. I know it happened because here I am. And, you know,
that's
and
I've got the birth certificate.
Never taken a DNA test or anything crazy like that, but.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! A couple of minutes past 9, Friday morning with the Chet Buchanan Show. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. We are 20 days away from Toy Drive. Woo-hoo! 20. Woo. That's it. Less than 3 weeks. 2 weeks to Thanksgiving. In just a little under 3 weeks to Toy Drive.
I know we keep talking about it, and I hate to sound repetitive, but that's insane. It happened so quick.
It's just that's just the truth. You know what I mean? You're telling that. You're a truth teller, Michaela Gordon.
Thank you very much.
That's an authentic reaction. That's real life.
Thank you.
It's insane. Yeah, to think of.
Because I feel like we just did Toy Drive. And also, like, it was 500 years ago. But still, also, yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. And I will also say this a number of times, that there's a weird familiarity when it finally, honestly, my favorite part of the first day is it's kind of in two pieces. Like that first 90 minutes is hectic and chaotic. And I think our friends from Helix Electric are coming back with the first toys. I can't imagine Victor would let that get away, but,
sure.
But you know what? I love it. And I was thinking about it yesterday that, oh man, I get to see Victor. And every year Victor and I swear we're going to like hang out. We're going to get to go to lunch.
This time, seriously. Okay. This time for real.
Because like you said, it's like it seems like it was 500 years ago, but it also seems like it was last week.
Totally.
It's like, oh my God, how did that happen already? And so, yeah. And then we get through that first 90 minutes and then I get up on the scaffold. And as soon as we get everything straight and we're able to kind of actually start doing show, then it feels normal.
Yes.
Feels super normal, which mm-hmm. is weird. Yeah. And then at 10 o'clock that where it's like, okay, have an update coming up in just a little bit. There's one, you know, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. It's Toy Drive. And then it's like, you know, and you kind of, then I go through and put all my stuff away and get everything all set up. And then there we go. Then it's a 12-day sprint.
Yes.
And the reason why I bring it up as well is that, and thank you to everybody. And I'm sorry, I haven't looked at my phone in a little bit or at email or anything. that we mentioned that there is a Giving Tree Grove sponsorship available. I believe those are still available. To be honest with you, I was kind of freestyling with that. I had overheard somebody mention it, and I was like, well, maybe we should put the word out to the people. 702-889-5100. That gets you to our front desk, and then they'll get you somebody if you wanted to be a sponsor at Toy Drive. And literally, I don't think I'm betraying a confidence when I tell you, like, it can be as little as like $1,500 to be part of the Giving Tree Grove. Mm-hmm. It's not that much.
Easy.
And I think the bang for your buck is solid, as it is for many things here at Odyssey, helping local business tell your story. 702-889-5100, or to be honest with you, shoot me an email, shoot me a DM. I'll put you to the right people. Same thing with Michaela. Same thing with
absolutely.
Adrian. Yeah. So 20 days until Toy Drive. Crazy. And the weather, but with that little bit of rain this morning, and then with more rain coming tomorrow, and with the temperature starting to drop, it'll feel
like
feel
it.
Yeah, it'll start getting very real very soon. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Do you like making that drive to Southern California, Michaela?
No.
Me neither.
I hate it.
I love a road trip too. We're not wrong. I-15 between Vegas and LA, specifically in San Bernardino County, is the most dangerous highway in America.
I know exactly where you're talking about, and I agree.
And especially as it gets out into the desert.
Yeah.
You know, that's where a lot of people, because people drive like crazy. They're either super crazy. I am of the opinion that 9 cars out of 10 that are on the 15, especially if they're coming to Vegas, mm-hmm. and especially if it's late at night, and really especially if it's like on a Friday, I believe and assume that everybody's on pills, because they're either doing 75 million miles an hour or they're doing 40.
100%. 100%. And you don't know which is which.
No. Until you're right. And they'll be the only car on the road. And then if you come up behind them and they're doing 40, and they'll like slam on their brakes.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, you're high. You're totally.
I know, dude. I feel that.
Yeah. They also say it's heavy tourist and heavy freight traffic.
Yeah. Well, and even going through the Cajon Pass, you know, like going down the hill, like that terrifies me still to this day.
Yeah. No, it's because again, it's awful. And mm-hmm. you got a lot of people slamming on their brakes, and they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So this is interesting. California has 3 of the top 10 deadliest highways. And this all makes sense to Vegas people, even though it's California. So it's I-15 in San Bernardino County. That's number one. I-10 in Riverside County, the 10 through Riverside County is third. By the way, the 15 through San Bernardino County, 80 fatal crashes over the last 3 years. The 10 through Riverside County, 54 fatal crashes over the last 3 years.
Golly.
And the 5 in San Diego. Now, a lot of us, you know, we come in the other way and it's 215 and then down, you know, and down the 8 or whatever. But yeah, yeah, you know, I-5 in San Diego is 8th with 42 fatalities. And going the other way, the 10 in Phoenix is nasty as well.
Yeah.
We've all, it's just what we've all known forever is that it sucks. So the reason why I brought it up is obviously a lot of holiday travel coming up. Be careful. We're thinking about you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. We love it.
The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know before we go for Friday. So we're about to head into a beautiful thing. And as we get closer to the holidays, we're less than 2 weeks to Thanksgiving now. They'll start running a Christmas story.
You're right.
Yes, man. 24 hours of a Christmas story. It's awesome.
That's funny.
That movie is actually based on a series of short stories that were originally published in Playboy.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's random.
Sounds risque.
Yeah.
It really wasn't. Yeah.
Okay.
Racy. One of the creators of Baywatch was actually legally blind.
The irony. That's great.
90% of his vision was gone. He wound up directing 40 episodes. How would you?
Okay.
One of the first ever items that they sold on eBay, and honestly, in a lot of places, it gets credit for being the first item, but I don't know if that's true. But one of the very first that was ever sold on eBay, 1995, when eBay started, was a broken laser pointer, and they ended up selling it for $14.83.
That's hilarious.
When the founder of eBay said, "Why did you buy this? We just kind of put it up there as a joke." And the guy goes, "I'm a collector of broken laser pointers."
Okay.
And heading into another football weekend, there have been 1,094, almost 1,100, different final score combinations in NFL history. And apparently not all of them have been accounted for. I guess it makes sense because sure. You're up here in the, but this seems like it would have already been done. The most recent addition to the different final score combination total was just this past Sunday. The Houston Texans came from behind and beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 36-29. There had never been, and they've been playing NFL football since the 20s, Michaela. There had never been a 36-29 final score ever before.
That's wild.
The most common final score, 20-17. It's happened 298 times in NFL history, most recently September 14th of this year. I know, weird.
It's kind of like such a random thing.
And with that, go forth and have an amazing weekend. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. On Instagram, it's 98.5KLUC. Follow me on social on all platforms at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian,
let me keep it short and sweet. Heavyweight Radio on TikTok and Instagram. A new episode of Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez available now on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Peace.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
Gordon.
Gordon, GORDON, joy.
Honestly, somebody asked me. They said, how come?
I know, I never really spell it, but.
And is there somebody that just does Michaela spelled the same way? I never did look.
I don't know, maybe, but I always just use my full name.
Yeah, I'm going to look right now while maybe I can't do two things at once right now.
That's okay.
Which is so dumb. Seriously, call somebody this weekend. Tell them you love them because you never know when you won't get another chance. Yeah. And, you know, and that becomes, unfortunately, that's shows up more and more often. You know what I'm saying? Where there's it happens a lot. And make sure you tell somebody they're doing a good job today because I don't think we do that enough. And it really does make a difference. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, people, to everybody.
People love it.
And it makes you feel good.
Honestly.
Right?
Yes. Yes. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you Monday.
Love you guys.
Bye, Zay.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash.
Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.